It is Friday, April 4th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Wait, what? I was napping. Where are we? Who are you people?
It's Friday. It's the first day of our fundraiser.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, then you've been up longer than I have. It's all good. Okay. We are going to do our favorite Chinese menu trick because we've hit the point that there is way too much going on to squeeze it in any other way. And
okay.
It's only April.
It's a busy
it's
month.
It's the first weekend in April. Okay, music. The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, Viva la Musica with guest violinist Natasha Korsakova, is going to be on at 7:30 tomorrow at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $25 for adults. A band called Elephant Revival.
Yes.
About which I know nothing, except that Kevin Kinder recommends them.
We also endorse them.
They were at the Fayetteville Roots Festival last August.
Mm-hmm. Did you love them?
I loved them.
I love the name.
I saw them at Harvest Festival, and they were quite good there.
Well, they will be at George's Majestic Lounge at 8:30 on Sunday. Admission is $15 at georgesmajesticlounge.com. And one of our own, on stage Tuesday night at the Walton Arts Center, Joe Nichols from Rogers.
Yes, Rogers native.
Got a new hit called Sunny in 75, country of course. Mm-hmm. This is a fundraiser for the Washington Regional Foundation. So it's not cheap, $75. You get Joe Nichols, Back Road Anthem, and a good cause. 443-5600 for tickets. Theater. Okay, another shameless plug for Blythe Spirit. At Art Center of the Ozarks, because I'm kind of in it.
You are in it. I got to see it last night.
Did you like it?
It was lots of fun. The costumes were great.
Were they beautiful?
They were all beautiful. The people sitting behind me, I think, worked on them. I heard them talking about some of the struggles they had with some of them. Mm-hmm. And I can see why the material was just gorgeous for some of the women's dresses.
And the men have tuxes on in the first scene.
The men's tuxes were good.
It's set in the late 1930s or early 40s. It's a Noel Coward comedy about a mystery novelist, a medium, and the seance that raises his first wife from the dead. Mm-hmm. And if you love language, it is full of words like didactic and puerile.
There were some great uses of words last night. I was like, these are like SAT words.
So much fun. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday. This is the first weekend, so you can come back next week. Tickets are $20 for adults. Boeing, a hilarious comedy.
You and I saw that one.
We did at Theater Squared.
Mm-hmm. I saw it too.
Did you see it?
This is Fort Smith Little Theater. It's a story about a very busy bachelor and his stable of stewardesses, and then they change the timing on the plane routes, and it's all bad.
Lots of door slamming.
A very noises-off sort of comedy, if you love that. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend at Fort Smith Little Theater. Tickets are $10. Another 1940s comedy, The Man Who Came to Dinner, about a visitor who just happens to break his leg and then stays.
For a while.
And that's at 8 today and tomorrow and 2 on Sunday at Rogers Little Theater. The Wizard of Oz is wrapping up this weekend at the Walton Arts Center. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. And the Addams Family. Gosh, I wish I could go see this. It's a touring production on stage at 7:30 tomorrow at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. It's a musical take on the TV characters. Wednesday has fallen in love with a nice, normal boy.
So the daughter that's very
The goth daughter.
The goth
yes.
daughter, that's what I want.
They're all creepy.
Yeah, but she always creeped me out
kooky.
The most.
Mysterious and spooky. Right.
I feel like she always just stared a lot. And that always kind of creeped me out the most.
I'd love to see it. It's at 7:30 again tomorrow night, $52 to $55 at 788-7300. And then there's random fun stuff.
Okay. I like random fun stuff.
There's a spring craft fair tomorrow at Northwest Technical Institute in Springdale.
Already, craft fairs.
Yes, the first one of
first
the
one,
season.
Right? Yes.
9 to 4 at their student center. All sorts of things. Baked goods, birdhouses, honey, furniture, jewelry, knife sharpeners, quilts, ornaments, wooden board games, toys, woodwork. You got it. And 10% of sales supports NTI. There is a natural health and wellness expo from 9 to 4 tomorrow at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Mount Ida.
Okay.
And there is a rain barrel workshop. And the last time I heard, they still had room in this. 10 to noon tomorrow at the Illinois River Watershed Partnership's Watershed Learning Center in Cave Springs. And $20 includes the rain barrel. How can you beat that deal?
I don't know.
So there's your weekend. I'm going to go back to sleep now.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.